Would the members of the host committee and the kitchen crew please step forward for general acclamation and appreciation? And despite my conflict of interest, also, there were a number of other people, members of Santa Clara County Green Party, who were instrumental in organizing and putting this together, and in addition to the kitchen folks. So appreciations to those folks also. Okay, so we have one other item for this supposedly 10-minute time period, which is the return of registration project. We finished statements of clarifying questions and concerns, and the question now is, what exactly are the presenters asking for from this general assembly in terms of their project?
Let me just start off by responding to a couple questions and concerns.
Just so people know where we're going to answer some concerns, present our amended version, because we've taken a lot of input, we've accepted some amendments. We're going to then present our amended version and see if we can get consensus on that or not. Do we have 10 minutes, or what do we have?
So there was a question. There was a question about who is involved in this. Let me just reiterate: it's registered Greens, including if professional signature gatherers are registered Greens, they are qualified for this. There was a suggestion that we simplify this and not give extra credit for contact information or donations. I think, even though I would really like to have that extra credit in there, let's simplify it for this segment, and if it really works out for the next June to November election cycle, then let's readdress that issue and about extra credit for getting contacts, information from people, and their and donor information and donations. In terms of administration, contact me if you are willing to be a administrator, or if I have not told you who the administrator is. Right now, I'm the administrator. So this is my name, email, right there. We also have a dedicated listserv that will be set up in the next 24 hours or so. I think Cameron's going to set it up. This will be the listserv registergreen@california.org. I will send out an invite to as many people as I know. There's some people here that I don't know, people from Tulare, etc. Please take down my contact information and send me yours so I can send you an invite. Let's see. And then June and Mike are going to discuss the money issue.
So just, there already have been some inquiry out to county councils whether they would want to donate, and commitments have been made from certain groups, like Sonoma has suggested 200. We've talked to Jean, the treasurer, and she said she'd be willing to hold that money and earmark it when it comes in for this project from those counties and allow it to be expended out through GROW as administered, that's administering this program. You know, Michael and Tim are working on administering this program. So we have her blessing for that, and what we're wanting is the consensus of the group to allow us to do that. And so that's the change with the budget, is that we are raising our goal for this, between now and the next plenary, hopefully before the primary, to raise $3,000 through those methods. Those counties will identify when they make their contribution, then we turn that money into Jean, that that's what this is for, and we're asking you to allow us to do that. And some commitments had already been made, and our goal is the $3,000. Did you have a... Well, we don't ask for that absent the purpose of what we're doing and all of that. So if people might not, maybe they're ready to take that on, maybe they've got questions on that, and I think Michael wanted to add something. But that's where we're going. I just want to allow a little more information before we jump there with our time.
I believe what Warner and June are asking right now is, in essence, GROW has raised money for this project outside the usual and customary budget process. With consensus from our GPCA treasurer, we're asking that you give us your blessing that all of those donations, of which there's about $1,400, be designated for this project to be handled by the GPCA treasurer. We're trying to bridge that gap with any committee going out raising funds on their own for some wingnut project. So we're bringing this in front of you to let you know transparently we have raised $1,200 that's going to GPCA Treasurer to be used for this project as far as the donation money. Is that clear?
Yeah, and again, that money isn't in hand yet. Those were commitments. We didn't, bring it in without your approval. But if we get the approval, then we'll start actually collecting those verbal commitments. And some people said they'd want it back. Maybe some people have sent their checks that will be returned if we don't get your consensus.
I just
wanted to, the one thing I wanted to add before, we also had concerns about the administration, so I wanted to address that before people approve this or not. Tim is administering right now, but he is finding people in each county, like me for Sonoma, and I think we're going to we have some other people we've been talking to. So you would contact him, and then he could direct you to the county contact. If there isn't a county contact, he will serve in that role until there is one. So I just wanted people to know, because I had heard a lot of concerns about administration before people might not be willing to do the budget if they don't know about administration. So I just...
Okay. The at least the piece of it that's being presented to this body right now is, does the General Assembly consent that funds collected for this voter registration project will be received by the GPCA treasurer and limited for use for that project only. Is that a fair statement? Okay. So we're going to just test for consensus. Are there any concerns about having those funds received by the treasurer and used only for that project? Okay. There's no concerns. That means there's consensus on that particular piece of it.
Are there any other concerns or things we need to then, the idea would be we start this program tomorrow and we run it until the next plenary, and so we'll be at the plenary reporting back on our results. try to do supplemental information for folks that need it.
Yeah, that's part of doing the project. Okay. Struggle is hard but possible, or something. Okay. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is presentation from Green Issues Working Group on pending ballot measures, 30 minutes, possibly only 15. Who's presenting on that?
All right. Can anybody not hear me?
Go ahead.
I need to be recorded. Okay, first of all, did anyone not get a handout here? This is an amendment to the packet. I didn't have time to get it in. Pass, please. Oh, I'm Bert Hoyer, COCO Green Issues Working Group. I'm trying to do this as fast as possible to save time. Maxine, did you get one of these? You did. Okay, very well. Contra Costa. Okay, I've not done this kind of proposal thing before, so bear with me a little bit. The basics of the proposal, there are 80 not yet qualified for the ballot initiatives at the Secretary of State's office. We couldn't possibly go through all 80 and establish a fallback position for the party on all of those things. I chose 5 in 2 groups. One has to do with marijuana legalization, which I thought was fairly easy for us to say we're in favor of, and the other has to do with parental notification. There are 4 separate initiatives requiring some manner of parental notification for teenagers, I should say, to get abortions. What's that? So anyway, what I'm asking the plenary at large, if everybody would just... We can discuss or do whatever process we normally go through, but I'm asking for an approval of the idea of when the legalized marijuana initiative becomes part of the ballot, we say we support it. When these parental notification things, since they're red meat for the right-wing base, are probably going to make the ballot, we can actually just come out and say we're against them en masse. So, and hopefully we could do this in 5 minutes. Yes, certainly. We can separate the two and discuss them one or the other. I don't know from facilitation. So.
Do you want to describe what is in or not in the marijuana legalization measure?
Does anybody need me to describe what's in the marijuana legalization measure? Okay, as near as I can tell from reading through the text of the other thing, where it's basically changing the laws to, in essence, treat marijuana the way alcohol is treated, is the simplest way I can put it. There's a whole body of taxation and so on and so forth. I'm going to be honest with you, I have not read the entire proposed law. Okay, very well. Then, by all means, Gloria.
It essentially reverts back to the 1 ounce possession being legal from the old law before disaster hit. The biggest thing about it that is news is that growing it would be legal. And I think that's a big deal. It means farming. It means taxes. It means money for farmers and for the state as well. It means people getting out of prison. People not going into prison. I mean, this thing is a real bill, and it's very well written. So does anybody have any questions about any of the details of it? Yeah.
Well, we have a process.
Okay. Yeah, it was just that they wanted me to say what it was, so...
I'll just add that it could also increase make possible the hemp production of all kinds of things.
okay.
Okay, so
what do you want me to do?
Okay, along with the legalization, does that release anyone currently incarcerated for nonviolent marijuana possession or distribution?
No, it does not address that. But I think they're, given the situation with the crowded prisons and the financial situation of the state, that they would, yeah, it is, yeah.
What, this is all well and good, but we tried this before. What would keep the federal government from actually going in? You know, federal law overrides state law, so even if you were to pass this measure and the governor wants it, the question is, what would keep the federal government from overriding this law?
Nothing. This is a direct challenge to the federal government for them slapping us down for medical marijuana. So I think that an overwhelming vote in support will make a big message to the federal government.
Okay, I have an affirmation and
Okay.
All right, John Mark Shandonia, San Francisco. Affirmation in favor of this proposal. Also, a friendly amendment that we also include as a yes position on the effort to repeal Prop 8. That's the signature. That's the petition that I was circulating yesterday that almost everybody here signed. And so, no, it's not. It's a friendly amendment to this proposal. It's a friendly amendment. He's given five proposals to take positions on. I'm offering a sixth.
Oh, you want to consider this separately?
I'm saying we should
get. Edit
his list of proposals, exactly.
There we go.
Okay. As a medical writer who has actually written material on testing for various drugs, and being qualified as a person who has never used an illegal drug, including, I can't say nicotine is illegal, unfortunately, alcohol, not only. I can tell you that people are concerned a lot of times about the amount of drug that's held in your fat, and we've discovered it as long as 72 days after someone who's a regular user has used the last dose. And the issue that a lot of people don't realize is the longer it stays in you, the longer it takes to actually affect your behavior. Alcohol within hours will affect you very adversely, and it is not found within hours after. So remember that when anybody challenges you on the fact that marijuana is worse than alcohol. It certainly is not.
Jane Kuhee, L.A. County. I'm going to be a little bit of an obstructionist here, I suppose, in a sense. I believe that things like this, which have not actually been qualified for the ballot, should have been expressly supported by our platform before any affirmation is given to these things. And if as long as it is, then I think it's fine. But it's up to the proposer to quote chapter and verse of the platform. Well, no one asked me. Oh, I'm sorry.
The cocoa job did not come with a manual.
Yeah, I was presuming it's in our platform already. Okay, so I just wanted to share as an affirmation. I was helping in Arizona. They're gathering signatures to get on the ballot, And when I was there, I went twice, and when I was there in December, we were standing next to the marijuana initiative people, and it was really easy to get signatures when you're standing next to them. So if we had petitions, if we were supporting this, it would make it even easier for us to do voter registration, I think.
Male Cocos have a manual, and the girl Cocos have a goyule. Actually, my friendly amendment is, to be a little bit of devil's advocate, we're doing this before it's actually written title and summary. Oh, we just haven't collected the signatures. We haven't qualified yet. Thank you very much. That aborts my friendly amendment. I was going to say if something changes, would we? But it's not going to. Not.
Yeah. Last time. All right. Now I'm just want to. Rainy Hicks, Sacramento. Again, I know this is a great idea, and I know. I hope we're just up for the fight for the federal government. I hope we're up for the fight. I hope we have enough money. I hope we get other organizations involved in this. And that they come on board with us, and they just don't peel off. And all of a sudden, the federal government starts getting in on us because you know it's going to happen. You know that they do not like this. The EA has made quite clear. In fact, I read a position paper on this about this particular initiative. So I just want to know if we're ready for the fight. I support this. I think we should have did this a long time ago.
Just one at a time. Okay, so this is now going to be a test for consensus for the GPCA endorsing this measure once it's certified for ballot status. Are there any unresolved concerns? Yes, it's on the list. We'll get to it if there's time. So, again, are there any unresolved concerns about GPCA endorsing this measure in advance of it being certified for being on the ballot in November? No concerns showing this is approved by consensus. What's your next item?
Okay, the next item, yay, everybody twinkle. Now, moving on, the next item was a parental notification. So I guess we need a stack for clarifications or whatever.
Let me test for consensus. The GPCA has opposed this type of measure two times before. I want to test immediately for consensus. Are there any concerns that the GPCA opposes this measure if it is certified for the ballot anytime soon? There are no concerns. That's adopted by consensus. What's your concern, Shane?
Okay.
All right. So again, testing for consensus. Does the GPCA oppose these measures any shape or form? That's a twinkle, not a concern. There's no concerns. This passes by consensus.
All right, now. Okay, excellent. I can do this on stage. I can't do it up here. Let's take up the last thing would be, let's test for consensus on John Mark's friendly amendment, which is, how do I phrase that? Initiative to repeal Prop 8. So, Warner?
Okay, we'll try this the easy way first. The proposal is that the GPCA supports an initiative that would repeal Proposition 8. Are there any concerns? Sure.
Matt Lessling, Orange County. I have a short concern only in that I have not seen the language for this or anything. So could you just read the summary language of it so that we can understand exactly what it is that we're dealing with? Thank you.
It's very fast. Actually, I'll read what it changes. It crosses out the line, only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in California. That's the line that was added by Prop 8. And it adds instead a line that says, marriage is between only two persons and shall not be restricted on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, gender, sexual orientation, or religion.
Okay, so the proposal is that the GPCA supports this measure and formally endorses it if and when it becomes certified for a ballot measure. Are there any concerns? There are no concerns. It's approved by consensus, and of course, we'll all help with circulating the petitions.
That's correct. That completes my item. I wanted to announce on the back, there's some verbiage on the second page of the handout that has to do with Green Issues Working Group and what I'm trying to do to reconstitute it. Everybody look it on, take it back to your counties, study it. It'll be a test next plenary. Thank you.
The next item is breakout sessions. 75 minutes. We're roughly back on schedule, minus 5 minutes. So the breakout groups are campaigns and candidates, working group, bylaws, and green issues. Is bylaws going to meet? Okay. So that leaves campaigns and candidates and green issues working group. How many people approximately are going to be with Green Issues Working Group? Bert, is the cafeteria okay as a meeting place for GIWG? Okay, then campaigns and candidates will be in here. Green Issues Working Group will be in the cafeteria. We are supposed to reconvene at... Someone help me. 3 o'clock. So we'll be back at 3 o'clock for remaining agenda items. Thank you all.
I just wanted to report 4 individuals have responded by filling out the donation envelopes, and that we have, with those 4 individuals, we have 2 new sustainers at $20 a month each, so that's $480 for the year.
The next agenda item is a presentation on the scheduling the next meeting, and someone from the coordinating committee presenting on this. Who's the presenter on this item?
Okay, so we're at that time of the plenary, mandated by our bylaws, where we have to schedule the next meeting. And this is where we ask for some county to take the plunge and stand up and volunteer to host. We would like a time frame somewhere, late August to mid-September. There is the Labor Day weekend there that you have to avoid. But we do want to have it certainly before it would start interfering with any work around the November election. So, mid-September is probably about the latest. So, and we announced this yesterday and asked people to think about it. So,
Just wondering if there are any people who have discussed this and considering it, at least, if not willing to absolutely step forward and do it. Or are there any questions about hosting that you have? Okay, there's a... Well, like we said, late August to mid-September is the time frame we're looking at.
Sure, whatever. I mean, I know we have this thing about going back and forth, but I also know that we did it two times in a row in Southern California, and I think considering that we have an election coming up, I think it would be really hot if it was in Sacramento, because I would think we'd have a chance to get media presentation. He's shaking his head no.
It would be really nice to have it in Southern California. We were at Sonoma County last time. Now we're a little bit south down here in San Jose. But to enthuse you to find your county, whether it's Crest, your county, or another one, we do have a firm commitment from the Shasta County local. And they have a beautiful hotel up there. So if you would like to avoid driving to Redding, hit up your county. I asked Peggy Cotin if San Luis Obispo would be eligible. And she'd love to do it, but she doesn't have the people power right now in that local. And you will get a lot of help from the state, and you will get financing from the state. And if it comes over good, because it's a election year plenary, you stand to make some money on this. The local. The money left over after costs always are left with the local. I've done them. It's getting harder and harder to break to make money, because venues are more expensive, food's more expensive. And attendance, instead of 70 delegates, we're down to the 35 or so we had this time, which is up to us to build our locals and get them there. So we would like to see a host pretty soon, and the coordinating committee via its agenda committee, it will be beating the bushes for the host, because we want to, you don't want to decide to host a month and a half before. You really need to do it in the next few weeks. Yes, David. Thank you very much. One of our successes in the past, once we had four plenaries planned out, and that's for folks to go back to their locals or neighboring local, if you're a regional rep especially, and ask, do you guys want to host next spring or next winter or, this coming? So this, we actually don't have to... Yes? Yeah, we had an offer at one time when we had Inyo County, and it was a way to reach a consensus really quick. We were going to hold it at the Visitor Center in Death Valley in August. So, anyway, we don't want to go to the Visitor Center in Death Valley. The Gaia Hotel in Red Bluff, right below Redding, is supposed to be the greenest hotel in the United States. It's right on Highway 5. It is a little far from a train, I believe. And it is, Highway 5 at 70 miles an hour is still 2.5 hours north of Sac, which makes it a long ways from Ventura. And it's out of the way. And the discussion that I put forth on that is, do you guys want these small counties in? It's so hard for folks to travel those distances. So I explained that to them. And maybe a strategy session up there or some type of gathering perhaps in the future. Or maybe we'll get strong enough with enough fundraising and actually support travel expenses up there, which would be a whole different story for the future. really agree about Sacramento, but I'll help. Yes, sir.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. Keep working on this. So the next item is reports back from the standing committees and working groups, including reports on any new coordinators appointed from within the group, and then general confirmation of that by the General Assembly. So what we can do it one of two ways. We can just go helter-skelter with people coming up, or we can form a stack. So probably the better thing would be to have whoever's going to report for the different groups come up over here and form a stack, and then I can just hand off the microphone and people can go. Okay. So I would say, as part of your report, if you did appoint a new coordinator, include that in the report, and then we'll just ask for general affirmation of that as part of your report.
Michael Bornstein, El Dorado County Bylaws Report. We didn't meet. We'd love people to come and apply for membership in Bylaws. GrowMet, you saw the result of most of it. We elected no new coordinators and no new alternate coordinators, though we could really use some administrative and management help with GROW. We spent most of our time dealing with the registration project, of which all of you were actually part of. Our projects ongoing are Green Focus, which we discussed briefly in our meeting, and we'll have one out hopefully before the primary, enough time that you actually can get it into your hands. We're thinking of having a little shorter issue than last time, and then another issue of larger, more importance in late August, September for the election. We also have our county, state, county building program ongoing, which was discussed very briefly. The GROW's next, and that's where the state will help you pay for mailing, have a meeting, and generally raise funds and raise registration. GROW's next teleconference will be Monday at 7:30, the fourth Monday of March. I forget the date, and if you would like to attend that, even if you just like to listen in and figure out what we do, you would be more than welcome, and it would come out on the GROW listserv, or contact somebody that knows something about the party, and they'll steer you back toward me or one of the GROW folks.
Okay, I'm Tom Donahue from Santa Clara County. I'm reporting on the Electoral Reform Working Group. COCO is Jane, and the group is looking for a second COCO, so if anyone is so inclined, please let Jane know. And the first item was the conference call has been changed for the working group from the third Sunday of every month to the second Sunday of every month. This means the next conference call will be next week, Sunday the 14th at 7:30 p.m. The group has a budget of $200 for reproduction costs such as media, CDs, etc. The first point that we covered was fair elections, aka clean voting. I volunteered to create a flyer and letter to the editor on the Green Party's position on this fair elections measure. Specifically, we are going to recommend no on 14 and yes on 15. We are also going to draw information from the Green Focus paper on fair elections. The flyer and letter are also going to address the issue of corporations having the rights as people as a result of the FEC versus Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court. And it'll also touch on the two-party system, which turns third parties into third-class parties. The second point was the election code. Werner is going to draft a letter for the Speaker of the Assembly about the difficulties that we're having finding a supporter, or a sponsor, rather, sorry, a sponsor for electoral code reform. Basically, our efforts are being shut out by the parties in power. The next issue was IRV education, and this is a topic that we would like to bring up in 2011 at the plenaries, preferably spring or winter if necessary. We want to draw on resources for IRV education, both inside the party as well as folks outside the party, to spread the word about what IRV is and how it can be beneficial. And also our goal is to put together a kit that will allow activists to implement or to work towards implementing IRV for local elections. And the point was also raised that IRV was used to choose the winner in the Academy Awards, which is being announced tonight. So that's also a point that might be worth bringing up to people when talking about IRV. The next point that we've covered was redistricting. We need to keep up with the process on where that goes. Right now, the group has been, I guess, selected who will determine the members of the commission who will run the redistricting process. We need to find out if Greens are going to be included. We don't know yet. There was some mention that the legislation that was approved was supposed to include Greens in that process. Whether it will or not remains to be determined. We need to keep a close eye on that. And we need to find out who is involved in selecting the members of the commission and how they lean, so we have a better idea of what's going on. And the last item we touched on was electronic voting. From what we know, the HART Civic system is the only electronic machine that's approved for the state of California, but that may have been changed. We don't know for sure. There is essentially a monopoly of the systems that are being used for electronic voting, and no touch screens are allowed, and under current law, unless there are some exceptions we're not aware of. But the Secretary of State's website should have the details on that. And I believe that was it. Okay, thanks.
Hello, Kendra Gonzalez, CCWG coordinator. Actually, I'm now a co-co because one of the things we did was to fill the position of co-coordinator. Richard Gomez was kind enough to step up, and he's stepping up now, unless he's in jail, which, you know, there's a lot you can do from jail. We also filled the two positions for county polling. Well, actually, Richard is going to stay on, I believe, right, in that position. And then we're going to have assistance from Greg Jan, and he's looking at me strangely, or maybe. Oh, Chan, I'm sorry. You know what? Excuse me. I got that. So there was some sort of advisory position that you were going to. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so Tian, actually, sorry, is going to be the other polling coordinator. And then for the Finance Committee, subcommittee, we have John and Pamela, who stepped up to volunteer for those positions. So thank you very much. And we need to work on getting the other four positions filled from two other groups here, so we'll be working on that. I would just like to say I think the candidates forum was pretty cool. I hope I get some twinkles on that. Yeah. The one thing I could say is next time I will be a little bit stricter on timing stuff. We were great until our timing guy had to leave, and then I just said, well, let it go, see what happens, and it went too long. And a couple of our candidates didn't really get their third time in the sun, so I'll know better next time. As far as our what we did yesterday, we just went through our work plan, which had already been laid out. I just read through it because we were kind of just doing some basic brainstorming on, you know, some strategies and things, but pretty much just went through our work plan, which is too complex and detailed to get into here. But suffice to say, we have one, so that's good. Today's breakout session, some great ideas got bounced around. We did actually film our candidates at the forum, two different types of filming, and that's something we really need to work on consistently is doing that and creating YouTube training and outreach material with our candidates. And in any context, that's important. We talked about doing candidate and campaign training and whether we want to try and do live, you know, event forums in a particular locale or to actually do web streaming instead or maybe do both. We're still kind of kicking around some ideas on this and we'll be discussing that. Very soon we had a lady here, Jennifer, are you still here? She returned to her first plenary after 12 years, and yeah, I hadn't seen her before, and volunteered to help with some internet knowledge. She has a degree in internet and technology communication, so we certainly need that, and we'll value her expertise in that area. And doing outreach, you know, via the internet, there's so many applications out there now, and we need to get on board, so that's the plan. And to actually train not only our candidates but their campaign managers and treasurers on the law and things like that, very important. Let's see, I suggested to get involved with Smart Voter and have maybe a League of Women Voters, you know, locals come out and do, you know, some kind of workshops with us in some way, either in person or, you know, via the web or both. Let's see, we also, we have a pamphlet that Shane here created. I don't know how long ago, Shane, but it's been very helpful. It's basically a trifold pamphlet idea that any of the candidates can use. We create the templates, we put them on the website. Candidates can go in and choose certain themes or maybe choose even some prior candidates' information that, you know, we'll gather and post and archive, or, you know, pull a template and kind of tweak it to their own campaign. So we just need to start gathering this information for our candidates, and, you know, create templates, so just to make it easy for them to have tabling and presentation materials. Let's see. We're going to set up a page, you know, to do all this by June. That's the goal. And that if we want to do some kind of campaign strategy, candidate strategy event, whether it's live or virtual, we definitely want to do that probably in August. A get out the vote right after Labor Day is suggested. And I think that's basically it. So we're really talking a lot about using the internet, using webinars, using technology that's free and easy, but there's a big learning curve, so we're headed that direction. Thank you.
Shane Cuhi, Platform COCO. We had an hour-long meeting, started a little bit late, went through our work plan, and we added two things to it. One of those things happened to be improving the English and making things shorter, making white papers. And the same Jennifer who Kendra referred to also volunteered to improve our English. We went through the three platform planks. Actually, we didn't have enough time to get through the tax reform plank, and we didn't have enough time to talk about people who were wanting to come into the platform committee. Then, of course, you all know that all of those three planks are all going to come back, drastically shortened, plus the addition of the healthcare plank. So that's what happened.
Jim Stauffer, coordinator of the IT group. I don't really have anything to report. What I do want to request is that coordinators, standing committee and working group coordinators, we need to know changes, additions, deletions, things like that. We need to have the coordinators' names on each of the committee's webpage and make sure, you know, whoever is maintaining your webpage, if you have a maintainer, have them fix that up for you. If not, you know, contact the IT group and we'll do it for you. And we also want to subscribe all co-coordinators to what's called the COCO list, the co-coordinator list. So, please get the information. Well, you can get all. You could send all information of that nature to the it-help@cagreens.org, and we'll make sure it gets to the right people all the time. Okay, thank you.
Barry Hermanson, San Francisco Finance Committee. I've talked a little bit before about what we have been doing. I think I mentioned I've been doing a local mailing in San Francisco, which I hope that if it works well enough that we can actually duplicate it in some of our all around the state in our different counties. Trying to include some things in a fundraising letter that will be very easy for people to actually do, and show our membership that we are actually doing something. And you know, we're not just asking them for money, but, you know, here, take a very, very simple step like filling out a postcard and mailing it to Obama, or mail it to your representative in Congress, or your senators, say Feinstein or Boxer, et cetera, or a health care card. In the mailing that I did, we did a little offer for a canvas bag, and asking people to actually just pay the cost of us producing it and mailing it to them. And so we've got a small response on that yet, but the mailing that I've done wasn't that huge, and I've got to go through the rest of San Francisco yet. So I imagine that I'll be able to get a number of people who will respond and ask for these bags. And so we're actually developing something that'll say San Francisco Green Party, but it could be California Green Party as well. Either way, it's a way of branding. And so that when people go out and they carry this Green Party bag and they're standing in line, other people see, oh, you're a Green Party member. You know, it's a very good thing. One of the other things that came up, an idea that we're just beginning to work with, is the development of a very short video, maybe even a type of commercial that can be run on cable networks, whatever. Try to produce something for very, very low cost, have that available on the web, and then in a fundraising letter be asking people, would you give to actually see this be run on various stations to actually promote the Green Party, to so that folks in the wider community can see and hear from us on specific issues. And Crest says this can be done at a very low cost, and I think it's worth trying, at least putting it out there, to see if individuals will get excited, and maybe we'll even you know, produce a couple of short things and then ask people, which is your favorite one? And, you know, give people a choice as to what is the message you'd really like to see us be putting out in the community. So anyway, I'm excited about the possibilities for fundraising going forward, and so that we can be doing much, much more as a party.
So that's it. So we totally spaced it out. We didn't ask for another co-chair. If anybody else would like to join the Finance Committee, this is and help us with this work, fabulous. Thanks.
Okay, that concludes the reports of the working groups and standing committees. Yes, Michael?
Clearinghouse didn't meet along with IT. We're one of the internal groups. Over there, if you have any questions about Clearinghouse merchandise, where your phone calls, emails go to when you phone or email the party, we'll have the mailboxes answered. Be in touch with me. I would like your opinion, and if you would like to wander over to that table, we are out of bumper stickers almost. We're going to be getting new ones printed up. These are the old ones, the large, plain. These are the newer ones we've had for the last 3 or so years. Cars are smaller, bumpers are smaller. The question that I would like to ask is I had a few people say they like this one better and they would like it in this size. So if anybody has another idea and or ideas about bookmarks, which I have some templates in my bag that Jim Stauffer made up, I'd be over at the table and be glad to hear your opinions. And we are going to get these printed in the next month or two. Thanks.
All right. Could we need a member from the host committee to let us know if, when, and where the closing ceremony will be held? Someone from the host committee?